This week, we've been looking toward the general election with profiles of Iowa's congressional races. Today, we visit the 5th District, which covers roughly the western third of the state. Republican incumbent Steve King was first elected in 2002. The 61-year-old from Storm Lake also served 6 years in the Iowa State Senate. His Democratic opponent, Matt Campbell, is from the Manning area and turns 40 this month.
I grew up in west central Iowa from a family farm background, and I'm really concerned about the development of our communities and towns in western Iowa.
Campbell is taking time away from his work as a tax attorney, traveling the district and speaking to groups like the Rotary Club in Atlantic. Campbell told about 50 members who gathered recently for lunch he doesn't think his opponent is doing enough to justify the cost of keeping his congressional offices open.
You know, my question for the district is, do you feel like you're getting the bang for the buck for that kind of expenditure? I wouldn't be in the race if I thought we were.
Congressman King, meanwhile, says he has delivered. He says he's focused on concrete projects like making progress on U.S. Route 20 and promoting biodiesel. Speaking just before a gathering of Republicans in Crawford County, King compared himself to a linebacker. He says he doesn't really worry about who scores the touchdown.
I come in behind, I fill the holes in the line, I raise issues and get them moving, and then others come along and say, hey, I kind of like that issue now that it's popular. Yeah, fine, take it and go, I'll go do something else.
King has also taken some heat from Campbell this year for refusing to debate, even after Campbell went so far as to crash a town hall meeting in August and confront King. King said he believes Campbell hasn't earned it. Asked what it would take for an opponent to earn that opportunity, King said he debates people in Congress all the time.
No one has more words in the congressional record than I do. Out of all 435, I have more words in the congressional record than anybody else. You don't do that without being willing to debate.
King also has drawn national attention for some inflammatory comments, like suggesting gays and lesbians would face less discrimination if they would not, as he once said, wear their sexuality on their sleeve. This year on a radio show, King criticized President Obama for weighing in on the controversy over the racially charged confrontation between African-American professor Henry Louis Gates and police officer James Crowley.
But the president has demonstrated he's got a default mechanism in him that breaks down the side of race, on the side of it favors the black person in the case of Professor Gates and Officer Crowley.
Asked about that and other comments, King said he's simply calling it like it is.
We've got to deal with reality, and that's my job, is to put the truth out there. And sometimes I say it in a way so it gets people's attention so they stop and think.
King says his constituents have been largely supportive. And it's hard to imagine him losing his seat in a staunchly Republican district in a year when the political tide seems to be against Democrats. He's raised close to $1 million for the campaign, compared to a little less than $250,000 in Campbell's war chest. Despite the odds, Matt Campbell says he's concentrating on getting his message out. He's stressing the economy and says he'd do more to develop the region's businesses. But in an era of Tea Party rallies against government overreach, Campbell seems careful to avoid going too far.
Everything I'm talking about right now is what we can do in the private sector without government being involved, just acting as the facilitator of information and getting that information out in the public. And I think that would be a great start, regardless of what's done in Washington.
Campbell says he hopes to run again in the future if he's not successful this year. And since Iowa is expected to lose its 5th seat in Congress and see districts redrawn because of population decline, future candidates could find western Iowa an entirely different playing field soon.